Triple M right across the mid-north coast. It is T-Rex and get it on, bang a gong. They don't write them like that anymore. No, it's 5:08. Good morning, everybody, on another bloody freezing cold morning. How are we? Mostly sunny, the Bureau says, for today. A little bit of frost inland early this morning. And coastal waters, the boaties can expect another strong wind warning for west to southwest at least 15 to 20 knots. Luckily, I was out in the middle of the day yesterday, went for a paddle up the river, and it was quite nice. And just when I got back, the wind started. I just must have timed it right. I'll tell you what I didn't time right yesterday, and I'm sure you've all done this before. I got home after foot soldering around here at Triple M, had a bit of lunch, did a few jobs at home, changed into the comfy civvies, you know, after the office close. And got instructions from the better half of what to get down the street. I was going to make a curry last night, so anyway, I just had to get a couple of things. You get to the checkout, I've left the wallet at home. Oh, dear. Anyway, the lady was very nice. She says, we'll suspend that. We'll hold that bag there. And you toddle off home. So I toddle off home. You can't put brains in statues, can you? No. Anyway, it all ended up okay. But it was, isn't it a terrifying feeling? Whether it's the ladies with their purse or a bloke with his wallet, when you know, you reach around and you think, Anyway, I got through that okay. That's the biggest worry I had in the day. It's not much, I know, but it's just one of those things. Instant terror and horror running through body, yes. Making news around the place today, as you could imagine, after that tumultuous day yesterday, the leadership of the Liberal Party is still the main news story around Australia. The turmoil continues for the Liberals today after there was a host of resignations late last night from the government front bench. Now, Malcolm Turnbull has refused to accept a couple of those. There'll be more about that today, but I'm sure Ray will cover that in detail coming up after nine. Locally, police are investigating a series of break-ins in the Port Macquarie area during the early hours of Monday morning for businesses on Hastings River Drive and in the Kmart precinct. They were targeted by criminals. Also, fire permits have been suspended in the Coffs Harbour and Bellingen area as dry conditions prevail and bushfires continue to burn through northern New South Wales, further north of Coffs. The good news is that rain apparently is coming. We'll get a little bit of it, maybe tomorrow afternoon, but Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Hopefully we get a lot, and hopefully it goes over the ranges to the farmers who really need it. Also, police are investigating after two people were assaulted near Coffs Harbour last week. This is on Friday. A 57-year-old man and a 49-year-old woman were at Diggers Beach car park, and they were approached by a group of male youths. Now, the man was repeatedly assaulted by the group before one of the group assaulted the woman. The injured man and the woman later attended Coffs Harbour Hospital for treatment. If you know anything, you saw anything, Crime Stoppers, 1-800-333-000, the number. In sport, of course, a big one tomorrow night. Tigers take on Manly for pride. Coverage live from 7, the game kicking off just before 8 on Triple M with Wendell Saylor, Mark Guy, Emma Lawrence and Maroon. And locally, so much happening in sport, in football. This weekend in the Premier League, it's week one of the finals. In Group 2, it is the grand final as the mighty Maxwell Seagulls, with all the momentum, take on the Coffs Harbour Comets in the grand final, 2:30 on Sunday at the Jeff King Motors Complex. And in touch football tonight, it's round two of the finals of the Port Macquarie mixed competition with games from 6. And in greyhound racing, dogs go around at Wauchope on Saturday with a day meeting, but the noms close today. On the show today, well, we've got a stack to get through. Coming up, we will give you Strawny Leaks, the latest entertainment goss. I've got another great Keith Urban story for you. It's a really lovely story. He must be a really nice bloke. And don't forget, of course, the magnificent Keith Urban tour hits Australia in January. Graffiti U, 25 and 26 at Kudos Bank Arena. Tickets available through ticketek.com.au. Also, Bluey with the fishing news coming up after 6, plus the Sports Power League ladder. After 7, I'm going to catch up with Clayton Pickworth. The Goose Gosby Memorial Bodyboarding Classic is on this weekend. We've got Worst Dad Joke Wednesday. Hang on to your hats. I never know what's going to come out of that. We'll talk about the bucket list. I'll try and talk to Chris, who wants to eat and drink his way around Italy. I like the boy. Also, Well, your chance to win $1,000 on the birthday wheel. And if you're birthdaying today, you're sharing it with the likes of James Corden and Ty Burrell, who's very funny in Modern Family. And, of course, around quarter to nine, Christy Eden with What's On the Mid-North Coast Today for Holiday Coast Credit Union. 132710, our telephone number. You can email midnorthcoast@triplem.com.au. Get us via the Facebook site or indeed our website, where the highlights of the show, you can pick it up there. Just go to my page and press catch up, and it's all there. It's a very short segment. It's 13 past five. We
love
our city.
Feels good. Love living here.
Why would you want to live anywhere else?
It's just a good spot.
Love it. Feels
good. Love the music you play.
I can always have a good laugh on my way to work.
On Triple M for the Bonnie Hills Garden Centre and Cafe. The Giant Pot, Water Feature and Giftware Sale is now on with 20 to 50% off.
On Cactus Island Radio, it's Arnie and Sly's advice program, Ask the Action Heroes.
Anything you want to know, just ask the Action Heroes.
And we have Candy Sue on the line.
Hi, guys.
Go ahead, Candy Sue.
Is about how to survive these tough economic times.
No problem.
Because my husband's job at the bank didn't work out.
Oh, they let him go, yeah?
No, they restrained him until the police arrived.
Oh, too bad.
So now I'm having trouble paying the mortgage on just my income from ankle modeling.
Hey, an ankle model, eh?
Yeah, but things are a little slow right now.
Yeah, right. But you know, Candy Sue, the way to survive is to cut back on some things to save money.
Yeah, you could save on petrol by walking to work.
I'm sorry?
Walk to work, and it would be good for your ankles.
Walk to work? What is that?
He's saying, like, walk to work. It's the latest craze. They do it in, like, Africa or something.
Oh, walk to work. Mm. Well, that's only just, like, twice a year.
Okay, well, there are other ways to save. What do you spend your money on?
Well, all I have goes on food.
Oh, yeah, eating. It's a common economic problem right around the world. Yeah.
Well, why not save on food by starting your own vegetable garden?
Hey, yeah, it's a great idea. Like, grow your own pumpkins and coconuts and rice and stuff.
And watermelons. Watermelons are important for building muscle. And later, you can eat them.
Well, watermelons and rice could be a problem. I live in a small apartment.
Okay, now let's see. Do you got a second bedroom?
No.
Well, did your husband have his own closet?
Yeah.
Okay, now we're cooking. What you need is chickens.
Chickens?
Exactly. Use the closet for your own chickens to save money on eggs.
Yeah, and when you feel like a whole chicken dinner, just open the closet door and chop off the first head that comes up.
Yeah, I find hedge clippers are best.
Oh, my!
And don't forget, keep the chicken bones to make your own chicken bone jewelry. Just use glue and glitter.
Right, so there you go, Candy Sue.
Plenty of money rescuing tips there.
Yeah, so we'll see you till next time. Yo.
Triple M's Fishing Best Bet.
Here he is, the one and only Bluey Waters, who's shivering again this morning. Good morning, Bluey.
Good morning, Shawnee.
What another shocker, Bluey. Can you believe it? In the middle of the day, so beautiful.
Yes, I know. We've just got to get through this first couple of hours, that's all.
That's for sure. Now, you haven't even resorted to a fire pit somewhere there at the boat shed, have you?
No, it would be nice.
Only thing is, the whole lot would go up in your place, but anyway.
No, I know. Yeah.
Dear, oh dear. What about today? Again, you've got that wind at your back again, although it didn't arrive till after lunch, and I know you predicted that yesterday. Given they're heading towards the bottom of the tide just before lunch, where are we going to go for a fish?
Yeah, it's hump day today, so we're out to the Black Horse this morning and we're going to try for a blackfish on greenweed or sea cabbage.
Oh, beautiful.
I think that breeze will get up about lunchtime, but it won't be too strong. It'll swing around to the south in the afternoon, and I reckon we'll get a good day's fishing in.
Okay, all right. Sea cabbage, fair enough, Bluey. Now, I've got to say, I went for, a paddle in the middle of the day, and the wind came up just as I was about to leave, so I thought I've timed that perfectly. But, again, I did see those blackfish you were talking about, but also, again, massive schools of whiting.
Yes, they are, too. There's schools of fish everywhere at the present moment in the estuary. It's so clear at the moment, you can see them everywhere.
Well, hopefully, if we get... Now, listen, also, if this rain doesn't arrive after I've been spruiking it for the last 3 days, I'm going to wear a mask to get out of this place. But what do you think that'll do? We get, say, 20, 40, 50 mils over 3 days. That should stir the fish up, shouldn't it?
Yes, it'll be very good. It'll put a bit of nutrients back in the water and put a bit of colour back in the water. That's what we need so the fish get circulating. Mm. At the moment, they're very dormant because they're in the deeper holes and they're not moving around. So they're not feeding in the sense that they're not hungry.
Yeah.
We just need to get a bit more colour back in the water so they'll move around, they'll be back on the bite, and we'll get some nice fish back in our bucket.
I hope so. Now, club's out this weekend.
You've got a couple of clubs out. Firstly, in town, here's the Port Macquarie Blue Water Fishing Club. They've got their Sunday comp on. It's a 12 o'clock weigh-in back at the marina, followed by a barbecue. And also, the Lyleton United Services Fishing Club, they've got a 1 o'clock weigh-in at the rear of the clubhouse with a barbecue. So two clubs out this weekend.
Okey-dokey. Well, that sounds good, Bluey. Now, here we go. In the most complicated tipping comp in the world, the Sports Power League Ladder.
Yes. Good morning to Gordo on Gordon Street. Well, there's a little bit of movement, mainly in the third spot position. I'm still I'm leading the competition, but only just. They give me a bit of a hurry up here, Stormy, I tell you. But Gordon Bain, with his 40 points from last week, has moved into third spot.
Oh, here he comes, BMX. Now, yes. Is BMX here at the Maras? Are you out in the Starlight Foundation rally?
No, he's here at the moment.
He's not going.
Hey?
Is this because he went with Crowe last year and he swore never to get in the car with him again? Gordon, can you enlighten us? Are you still here, champion? Anyway,
yes.
You'll speak to him later on the week when he puts his tips in. But, yeah, I remember they left Sunday, I think, Bluey, the trek for kids. Yeah, so
yep.
Gordon might be ringing you from a satellite phone in the middle of the desert somewhere. I'm not quite sure, but anyway.
Oh, he was straight on to me Monday morning. He says, I think I did all right in the competition, didn't I? You never hear from him.
I know.
And now, all of a sudden, they get 40 points. How many points did you get, Jordan?
Oh, I reckon I got about 16 or 17 or something, but I know you only got four winners, so surely everybody's gained a bit of ground on you. How many did you end up with?
I ended up with 20 points, but I was lucky because I got first and last try scorer. So
I was going to say, because your power play went down the gurgler.
Gurgle.
Well, that case, Gordon's got about 20 on you, so he's closing rapidly.
I know. I'll be looking over my shoulder this week, I tell you.
That's right.
I can't get rid of the apprentice mechanic. He keeps nipping away at me. He's got 22 again, so he picked up another 2 points on me.
Well, I've had emails about this. Have you been to the chiropractor yet for looking over your shoulder? I mean, you got the sore neck.
I think I'll have to.
Anyway, we will see what happens. Ding, ding, ding. It's on again tomorrow night as Triple M rocks the footy. And we've got the Tigers, your mob, up against Manly with Wendell Saylor, Mark Guy, Emma Lawrence and Anthony Maroon. Maroon calling from, they're on from 7. The match kicks off just before 8. You'll have had 15 minutes sleep by then, Bluey, won't you?
I will, yes.
All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow, Bluey. All the best. And just repeating, on a cold morning, you're sending us out to the breakwaters.
Yeah, it's up day to day, so we're out to the breakwaters. We'll try for a blackfish on green meat or sea cabbage.
All right, Bluey, now the next one's for you. I've got either Tiger, turn your wireless up.
Surf conditions with Hutto.
Powered by Kempsey Camping World, Complete Angler and Kempsey Firearms. Now under one roof at 44 Smith Street, Kempsey.
Good morning. We have a light westerly wind blast producing really clean, classic surfing conditions on all our beaches. In those protected southern corners will be the pick of our beaches today. The good news for the surfer is that southerly swell has turned around to a southeast swell, so there's more wave action on those southern corners. Wave size will be around that 4 to 6 feet mark with the occasional bigger set coming through. The open beaches are again picking up a lot bigger waves than this. We do have a low tide around 11:30 today. High tide is around 6:15 this evening, and the water temperature is around 18 degrees in Port Macquarie. Further north, it's around 21 degrees.
What the papers are saying, thanks to Chris and V at the Plaza and Clifton News Agencies.
Rugged up like the rest of us, newsman Lee, good morning.
Good morning, mate. I might have to invest in a scarf before this winter's over.
Yeah, see, the man's scarf is good.
Yeah, it goes down well, actually.
Yeah, I got up a bit late this morning, so I didn't go and grab it.
Mm, I like your beanie, though.
Yeah, it is, because you know why, don't you? Because the hair's all over the place. I got up a bit late. That's why I had to rush in
excuses.
Here.
Excuses. You just do what
I look like the bloke up the hallway every day, how he looks.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
That's right. That's right. Away we go. What are they saying? I suppose it's all about the leadership, I suppose.
Oh, you bang on the money there, mate. The Sydney Morning Herald, clock ticking on PM is the headline there. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has been put on notice to expect a second challenge from Conservative rival Peter Dutton within days, as a number of ministers have quit or offered their resignations in a crisis over the government's leadership and direction. They're also running with unpopular, unknown and just 7 votes from power. That's Peter Dutton. As he tells it, he has never given a damn about being popular. You don't have to be liked in politics, he said in April, explaining his leadership philosophy to radio broadcaster Neil Mitchell. And as well as that, Liberals run short of cash ahead of election. Jeez, it's all about the government today. The Liberal Party is heading towards a federal election short of cash, with prominent MPs and marginal seat holders struggling to secure the millions of dollars needed to mount an effective campaign against Labor. And in the Daily Telegraph, Groundhog Day, of course it's the same topic, Turnbull to face second challenge. Former Queensland cop Peter Dutton has quit cabinet to engineer another tilt at becoming Prime Minister after failing just 7 votes short of rolling Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull in a snap leadership challenge yesterday.
All right, thank you for that, Lee. Now locally with you, police need the community's help.
Yes, indeed they do. So the Mid-North Coast Police District has appealed for public assistance to locate Edward Quinlan. The 24-year-old is wanted on an outstanding warrant for robbery and traffic offences that occurred in Port Macquarie and Wauchope areas. He's known to obviously frequent those areas as well as Kempsey. He's of Aboriginal appearance, 175 to 180 centimetres tall, of a thin build and with black hair. His image on the New South Wales Police Force Facebook page, the Mid-North Coast page. Contact Crime Stoppers if you have information on him.
Yeah, well, 1-800-333-000, the number.
That's the one.
Thank you, Lee, who will toddle off back down to the newsroom, minus his scarf. We've got to get Lee a scarf. And he will be here to update you in full in a matter of 7 or 8 minutes' time from now. Thank you, Lee.
Thanks.
Triple M Mid-North Coast, it is Strotty Fabrecki on a chilly old type of hump day, Wednesday, August 22nd. That is Fleetwood Mac. Don't stop thinking about tomorrow. Well, we're going to think about the weekend when the rain arrives for our farmers. Hopefully it goes over the mountain range. Also coming up at the weekend in bodyboarding, the time-honoured Goose Gosby Memorial is on. To tell us more is Clayton Pickworth. Good morning, Picky. How are we?
Good morning, Strony. Very well, thank you, sir.
That's the way. Are you inside or outside, Picky?
I'm a little bit chilly on the outside here. Yes, it's waiting for that sun to peek over the horizon of the buildings.
Yeah, well, in the Mid-North Coast, it's here already. It will get warm as the day goes on. Look, Clayton, just before we get started, let's talk a bit about the history of the event. It is a time-honoured event, as we said. Now, David Gosby was one of the original members of the club.
Yeah, that's correct, mate. The original movement of the PMBA, well, back in the day, actually, it was the Hastings Bodyboard Club, started by John and Kathy Eppleston in 1987. And David was part of all that, along with good mates Michael Eppleston and Peter Gleeson and those sort of guys back in the day. And, yeah, unfortunately, poor old Dave, he went surfing one afternoon with his mates out at Lighthouse Beach in Port Macquarie, and no one actually really knows the true cause of David's death, but he ended up passing away in the surf that afternoon, unfortunately. So, yeah, the club thought the following year it would be a fitting tribute to start a memorial contest for him.
Yeah, and look, it's so well thought of, Clayton. I know we have a great reputation of producing great surfers and world champions, etc., but all around the world, they know about the Goose. Everyone wants to win it. It's a great event for camaraderie, but it's very much sought after too.
Yeah, it is, mate, and that's the main thing. It's the camaraderie of just coming together and then, you know, making David's name well-known around the world as you know, one of the best bodyboarders from the Mid-North Coast. He was a very good competitor, very strong competitor back in the day, had a lot of good results as well. And, you know, and growing up with guys like Eppo, you'd think you'd be half all right.
Exactly. And what about Gleeso? He's in Chowpoo at the moment, the lucky so-and-so.
Yeah, I did see that for his lovely wife's birthday, yeah. But enjoying the time over there with his family. And, yeah, he was one of the originals as well and, and has competed in past events for the Goose as well. So
for sure, but you were excused, Gleeso, to be with Anna for a birthday in Tahiti. Now, are there any spots still available? picky?
Yeah, the limited spots available, mate. It is close to the weekend, obviously. So we've got guys and girls from all the way up to the Sunshine Coast in Queensland coming down, and also from the South Coast up as well. So the East Coast is well represented, as it usually is. But yeah, there are a few spots if people are keen to rock up on the day. It's only $50 to enter, and it's, look, it's all about just recognising Goose and the memory, and not only just David Goose, Gosby as well. It's past past members of the PNBA as well that we pay homage to over the weekend as well.
For sure. Now, of course, Saturday weekend, what's on with Jack and Pommy Rich? We'll get an update on locations depending on what the surf is doing. And I just hope you've got plenty of Ted's picky by the look of this weather, okay?
Star pickets and 100 mile an hour take very well on the weekend, that's for sure.
Good on you, buddy. Great to see David's name being kept alive, and a great event in surfing coming up at the weekend, the Goose. Thanks, Picky.
Thanks, Strawny.
7:13.
Strawny.
For breakfast.
Yes!
Listen live. Strawny Leagues, the latest entertainment goss.
Brought to you by Southwest Rocks Country Club, the premier entertainment venue in the Maclay Valley.
Well, the Australian Bee Gees show is on tonight, direct from Las Vegas. It's on at the Glasshouse in Port Macquarie. Tickets are $58. They've played over 2,000 shows on the Strip. They must be good. For James Bond's fans, Idris Elba continues to fuel James Bond rumours after opening a DJ set with the iconic 007 tune, after also tweeting cryptically that sent fans into a frenzy. And our good mate Keith Urban, how nice is Keith Urban? Well, he's done it again. He's playing in the Midwest of America. He brings a pregnant fan on stage to meet his wife.
I said what?
She come visit.
Can I bring my wife with me? She's here tonight in the wings. Hurry up, baby. I said, come on, meet these fine people. This is Amy. This is Nicole. Oh, my God. This is Christina.
Hi, Chicago.
This is Chicago.
So my friend told me how electricity is measured, and I was like, what?
Oh, I see what you did there, an electrical joke. Nice.
Triple M's Worst Dad Joke Wednesday, powered by Chris and Haley and the team at Harrington Mechanical.
Yes, we love it. Worst Dad Joke Wednesday, a highlight, a cultural highlight each week. Act one on the program, we go to John in Port Macquarie. G'day, John.
Good morning, Mark.
What's your yarn for us today, chap?
Well, it's like this. This young bloke goes off to one of these faith healer meetings. And he's there, and the faith healer sings out, well, has anybody got a problem? And he said, I've got a problem with my hearing. So up he goes, and the faith healer lays his hands on him and prays and sings and carries on. And he says, how's your hearing now, mate? And he said, oh, my hearing? Oh, that's not till tomorrow.
No. Yeah. I like it. Act two of the program. Charlie, g'day.
Yeah, g'day, Strawny.
What's doing with you today, Charlie?
Not much, mate. Our mate was called in the pub to have a couple of coldies on his way home the other night. Barman came over and said, I see you got empty glass here, you want another? Jake said, no, what do you think I'd be doing with two empty glasses?
No. A barman joke? I think Glenn Stewart or Russell will like that one. Act three on the program. Cheryl, good morning.
Oh, good morning, Strawny. Now, what did the piece of cheese say to the cow?
What did the piece of cheese say to the cow?
I'm utter delicious.
No. Three of the best Worst Joke Wednesdays we've had for quite a while. Somebody help me.
Strawny.
For breakfast.
Triple M. Ah, the bucket list, 10 grand. What would you do with it? Log on to triplem.com.au, the church, the unguarded moment at 6 to 8.
So my friend told me how electricity is measured, and I was like, what?
Oh, I see what you did there, an electrical joke. Nice.
Triple M's Worst Dad Joke Wednesday, powered by Chris and Haley and the team at Harrington Mechanical.
Yes, we've got to go to the soundproof booth in the Port Macquarie City Bowling Club. Glenn Stewart away, but filling in CEO Russell Stockham in the booth there. Russ, three pretty good jokes actually this morning.
Very good, yeah.
Yeah, John, Charlie, and Cheryl. Who did you like?
Mate, I think seeing we haven't had a bartending joke in my while I've been here, I think we'll go for Charlie and the extra empty.
The empty glass. You've got an empty glass. Do you want another one? No. I don't want an empty glass. Charlie, $35 voucher, Drift Bar Cafe and restaurant coming your way. Now, talking about that too, Father's Day coming up next week, and I know you've got great beer and meal specials for Dad.
We do. You can come in on Saturday, but on Sunday, make sure you book nice and early, and we've got the chefs are putting together a very good menu for Father's Day for that special dad.
Fantastic. Now, also, lucky members draw tonight. We're talking about some decent dollars here, Russell.
We're up to $5,500 tonight. Yep.
$5,500. Now, also, Jerry doing the trivia. Here's the get-in question for our Triple M Brekkie Show listeners. What type of insect is a yellow jacket? Is it A, a wasp, B, a bee, or C, a beetle? Jerry, that's very good. What type of insect is a yellow jacket? Is it a wasp, a bee, or a beetle? That's one of the questions Jezza will ask tonight at Trivia. Now, bands this week, we've got some really good acts.
Mate, yeah, we've got Damn Hot and Dusty coming back again. They're becoming, you know, regulars here, and they draw a great crowd. So they're Friday night, and we've got Mr. Stitches on Saturday night.
And also, one of my favourites, a proper roast night, is on again tomorrow, Thursday.
Yeah, we've been running this for a couple of weeks now, proper roast. So for $20, you can get a lamb or a pork roast. Mate, a big serving of veggies, and it comes with a schooner or a glass of wine, mate. Can't beat it.
Oh, yeah, you can't. How beautiful. All of my great sponsors, Port City Bowling Club, in the soundproof booth, we say thank you to Russell Stockham.
See you later, Shawnee.
All right, buddy, thank you. Traffic with Marina shortly, and then we'll look at weather around the country.
Triple M. Birthday wheel. For 40 Wings, Port Macquarie. Wake up wonderful with a new bed from 40 Wings in the Port Home Zone.
Yes, away we go. Moolah, moolah, moolah. We go to Sam in Port Macquarie. G'day, Sam. How are you, champ?
Not bad, Strawny. How are you, mate?
Good, buddy. What were you doing in the early part of this morning, Sam? Were you up to work early? Were you in bed?
No, I was up to work early, mate.
Oh, hasn't it been shocking? Now, Sam, are you more of a beanie person than a scarf person? How do you rug up?
Definitely a beanie person, mate.
Oh, yeah. I've got the Triple M one on today. It's very nice around the earlobes, let me tell you. Now, hopefully we can give you $1,000, Sam. I'm just going to match your birthday for 40 winks. What number are we looking for you?
Number 13, please, mate.
Number 13. All right, Sam, here we go. Good luck. Oh, Sam, it's just gone past. Lands on the number 6. Dope. Can't give you the cash, Sam, but end of the month, I've got your phone number, etc. Christy does the draw for the Triple M bag, jam-pack full of goodies. You're in the running to win that, and we thank you for the call. Good on you, buddy.
Excellent, mate. Thank you.
Thanks, Sam. Now, other birthdays today. We've got one particular luminary of the Mid-North Coast birthdaying today. He's a local, but he's known around not only the Mid-North Coast, but around Australia as one of the great Elvis Presleys. And I'm talking about John Elvis Collins, who's celebrating his birthday today. John does great shows. If you've ever seen him, you know what I'm talking about. Good on you, John. I want you to have a great day today. I wonder if he's going to have a double cheeseburger with some candles in it. Good on you, John. Also, people like John birthdaying today, they're sharing their birthdays with the likes of James Corden, the carpool karaoke host who's birthdaying today, and Ty Burrell from Modern Family. He's a very, very funny bloke. Those are the birthdays. More tomorrow here at Triple M at 12 past 8.
Triple M's $10,000 bucket list.
Oh, yes, you make my dreams come true. Only Triple M Club members can win. And we go to Gary, who is one of our Triple M Club members. Gary, you really like to win the 10 grand. What would you do with it, champion?
Obviously the gun. Yes, the trip on the gun is one of my bucket list, definitely.
A trip on the gun. Yeah, that wonderful trip. Is that the one right across Australia or only to the centre?
I'd like to go right across, actually, up to as far as Darwin, probably include that side of it as well. But I had a friend just go recently. I've been watching his journey on Facebook and thought, yep, that's one of my choices.
Yes, I can picture that too. And look, we talk a lot about international travel, but we have such an amazing list of places right here in Australia, like going on the Garn, the magnificent Garn. Well, Friday is the next lot of 10 grand that gets given away. And Gary, because you've taken the time to become a Triple M Club member, you are in the running to win that. So we might be saying to you, Gary, go on, get going on the train. We'll see. Good luck on Friday, and thank you for being a Triple M Club member and helping shape the music we play. Good on you, Gary.
Well, thank you very much.
Triple M and the bucket list. What would you do with $10,000? This morning I spoke to a lovely guy who wants to go on the Garn, and we said, well, Garn, get Garn. If his name comes out on Friday with another 10 grand to be given away.
You know what Pommy Rich would do?
No, tell me.
Pommy Rich said it'd be nice to get on a plane and turn left instead of right, so you go straight to business class.
I've done it once.
Have you?
Oh, it's hard to go back.
I've never been on a plane where you get the option to go left or right.
Anyway, Gary wanted to go on the Garn to have a look at the incredible country that we've got. And, gee, that is a great one. And Blake yesterday wanted to go and see the wrestling in America to WrestleMania. Yeah. And I tried valiantly to talk to a couple of listeners today who, obviously, I think I've got to, I might have to record them because they're obviously going to work. But how's this? This is Chris, right? Chris, if you're listening, I've tried three times to ring you. I want to eat and drink my way around Italy.
Oh, nice.
Gee, I'm a kindred spirit.
That's what
spirit.
You've done, isn't it, Sean?
Oh, I've done it once. It was very nice. Anyway, just tell us what you want to do. Only Triple M Club members can win. We really appreciate your input into the music we play. So sign up today. If you're not a member, triplem.com.au.
The Mid-North Coast today. What's on for Holiday Coast Credit Union?
The Northern Exposure Art Exhibition continues at the Glass House today. It's in its fifth year, and it's all about showcasing the vibrant creativity of the Mid-North Coast. And, of course, Sculpture in the Jail at Southwest Rocks. It's on through till September 1 with $3,000 in prizes up for grabs, and the winner will be announced on the 1st of September. And in sport, touch football, round two of the finals tonight at the Port Macquarie Mixed Competition with games from 6 o'clock and Nambucca River Dragon Boat Club meet the Savo at Lions Park Boat Ramp, Maxville from 4:15. And, of course, we all know it's book week this week. So
yes.
Everybody is talking about their favourite books and, of course, dressing up in their favourite character from a book.
I remember book week at school. That's
right.
What was your favourite book?
Goosebumps.
Goosebumps.
I love the Goosebumps.
Oh, what was the author? He's an Australian guy.
Oh, gosh.
Is
I can't think of it. I can't think of it.
Oh, he wrote
I'll get back
books.
To you on that yeah. one. Yes. Yeah. But I tell you what, when it came to dress-ups, Mum made this amazing pirate outfit for me. However, I looked like a little elf.
Oh, dear.
It wasn't good. It wasn't good.
You were a pirate, but you looked like an elf. Well, my favourite was the Bears on Holidays. I can still quote you a bit from it. Small bear, don't go too far. I want to see you wherever you are.
Aww.
Now, that ended up being my son's favourite book as well, so I've got it. Oh, it kept away for his kids. But it's funny, and when you start to have a family,
mm-hmm.
there'll be times when if you're working hours like you do now, there'll be times where you just want to go to bed. But you know you've got to read that story.
Yeah.
And a couple of times with Alex, I tried to skip a couple of pages. I think you'll never know. And he goes,
and he did.
Dad, you missed a page. I was like, oh, no.
Did you dress up Alex for book week?
Yeah, we did. We did.
Success?
Yeah, he was a paleontologist at one time
because
they made the sand pit up at Hastings School, with dinosaur bones and stuff like that. So it was good.
Very
book
clever.
Week, morning to all mums and dads, and the very funny episode of Everybody Loves Raymond.
Yeah,
the episode where the kids he was filthy on them because in the play, their role was they were two rocks. Do you remember that? And he wanted an upgrade. How could his kids just be a rock? They were two rocks. That's all they did.
They just sit there and do nothing.
They did nothing. They were dressed as rocks. A very funny episode. And, of course, if you or your non-profit community group would like to let the Mid-North Coast know what's happening,
you just go to triplem.com.au. That's where you can share that event with us or find out what else is on around the Mid-North Coast. And